When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So the latest on the tariff and trade wars right now, whatever was going to go into effect with tariffs on Canadian goods has been paused for 30 days. Same with Mexican goods. There were some discussions that happened yesterday. It looked like in terms of the order of it, there was discussion with the leader in Mexico where Mexico said they'll send additional 10,000 troops to the border to help guard against illegal entry and drugs crossing the border. The deal with Canada, I don't know if there was any promise made, but they have put things on hold for 30 days. The way it will play out after 30 days, those tariffs might go into effect. Mm. But there was a lot of posturing yesterday.
Canada's going to have a fentanyl czar.
Yeah. So one of the questions that the president has is, can you stop the fentanyl from coming across the border from Canada? It doesn't seem to be the main source of it, but some does flow. Most of it originates in China and then through the world of global shipping ends up at the border and crosses over. So there will be someone on the Canadian side that will be in charge of stopping whatever flow of fentanyl happens. You've got to imagine a lot of it happens through whatever commerce crosses, put it in a truckload of whatever and get it across.
They're going to hire more border agents too over in Canada, and they're going to give them kind of like the freedom that our Border Patrol agents have to go all over the border. Like, pretty much they're right at the major crossings and stuff like that.
And that's where we are.
But we're all around the perimeter. I have family. That's the only reason why I know. We want them to kind of run their border like we run ours. That's the easiest way to put it.
They're asking them to boost the security at the border.
Yeah, they're going to get Black Hawk choppers. They're getting a lot of stuff. So Canada is doing a lot.
Good.
The fact that it's been put on hold for 30 days is a big deal. The tariffs on China were not put on hold, and those were less. They were just 10% versus the 25 that were being threatened to Canada. Anyhow, Chinese tariffs went into effect at midnight. China countered with, okay, fine, we're going to tariff your stuff too. Also, we're running this huge investigation antitrust into Google, and that is obviously a U.S.-based company, so that's going to make its impact on a major, major U.S. company. Google will get an antitrust lawsuit that will get started against them. So, trade wars are on. As far as north of the border here in Western New York, that's a 30-day hold put on that. Now, the other thing that came up is that there's a new wealth fund that's been started that the president said could be used to fund the purchase of TikTok. The president signed a executive order. Again, Jan, that's the paper with a big signature and the Sharpie at the bottom. This one, looking over his shoulder, outlines plans for a government-run sovereign wealth fund that could be used to purchase TikTok. No other details for a fund, Trump said during his campaign, could bring back national endeavors. I didn't know that TikTok was a huge national endeavor, but here we go. As discussed, the deal, the U.S. would become a partner in the social media platform. TikTok would be one potential use. That's one of the things they might do with this sovereign wealth fund when that gets used. That should be fun. Steven Tyler singing again. Rock and roll legend. Dude that was supposed to play here, but that whole thing was put on hold. Remember, he damaged his voice. He was retiring from singing. Guess what? Took to the stage. The Grammys watch party. Sang again. So the Grammys were happening at the Crypto. At the Hollywood Palladium, there was a watch party. And
in just one range, it sounds like he's got that mid-range. I wonder about those other notes.
I don't think
he's known
can do
for.
Dream On.
His signature notes are going to be hard to reach at this point in his career. But the fact that Steven Tyler at least was singing again, kind of a big deal. Finally, this morning, a super rare Allen Iverson trading card just sold over $700,000. That's amazing. That's a big one. It is a 1997 Skybox EX 2001 Essential Cards Now Edition, graded a 5 by PSA. It was sold at a Heritage Auction. Again, $701,500 at auction. That's a super rare Allen Iverson card. That makes the card the highest selling Iverson piece ever. Well done to one very wealthy collector. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:56.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.